Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome to our final segment here in Circles of Change. Thanks so much for tuning in, folks, and happy Thanksgiving week. Always a pleasure to have an in-studio guest. I have Andrea Gold, who's president and founder of the Gold Star Speakers Bureau here in Tucson. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. And we are talking about gratitude, so I am very grateful, and it's very fun and an adventure.
You bet. That's indeed what we do here, that's for sure. Let me introduce Andrea. She's president and founder, as I said, of the Gold Star Speaker Bureau. She's also CEO of Dynamic Pathways. Both are based here out of Tucson. Andrea is also co-author of the book, The Business of Successful Speaking, Proven Secrets to Become a Million-Dollar Speaker. Her company has served organizations now for more than 24 years, providing speakers, trainers, celebrities, sports figures, MCs, facilitators, and moderators at both face-to-face and virtual meetings worldwide. She's also a senior moderator with the Meetings Community, or MECO, which is a professional society now with over 3,500 members. So she's giving back to others doing similar type of venues. Andrea is a graduate of the Northern Arizona University with a bachelor's degree in mass communication. She built her career actually across many worlds, both literally and figuratively, prior to starting her speakers bureau. She's been back and forth from Arizona to Colorado, Florida, and California as, and get this list, a newspaper reporter, photographer, technical editor, direct mail, selling of materials for trade shows, print shop work, marketing, public relations, retail store clerk, waitress, care for the elderly, and interestingly enough, agricultural manual worker, both at a kibbutz in Israel and also in Greece. So I've got to believe someone would say, what could that all of that possibly prepare you for? And now to realize that you have a speakers bureau, I could see absolutely the direct connection. You know how to spot interesting people because you've probably interfaced with so many over your life.
Oh, I have met so many types of people. I've even been in a war situation in Israel.
Yeah.
So I've dealt with a lot of change, and I've dealt with a lot of people, and I've learned to really gauge people, and I've learned from people. I've learned a lot, put it that way.
That's right. So you've been on this constant PhD in life and learning and people.
Yes, and I hope it never ends.
And it won't. You know, based on our segments earlier, I can picture you're going to be one, Andrea, that when you hit 65, you're going to join the Peace Corps, right? Or
actually,
circle back in some
other
way.
I wanted to know, you are so on target. When I was in my early 20s, I actually was in New York City. And I did go to the Peace Corps office, and I kind of investigated it, but it was like, they're going to send you to these places where they have all these diseases and bad water. And I thought, you know, that's a bit of a risk. I don't want that risk.
Yes, I'm not quite ready to take that one
on.
Well, you started a speakers bureau 24 years ago. How'd that come about?
Well, I had no clue.
Which is usually the best reason that entrepreneurs say they don't know what they didn't know, so they could do what they could do.
Yeah, if I had known what I knew then, or whatever, now. What happened was I was booking somebody who's a celebrity in Tucson from KGON9 TV, and my husband, and they were doing little speaking engagements. And we were asked by this TV person to take this guest around and set up some media interviews. So I did. And in the process, she goes, her name is Dottie Walters. And she said, you know, you should start a speakers bureau. That's what she did. And my response was, what is it? So that was my beginning. I had no meetings industry real background. And so I kind of blundered my way through a few years, and I was down to my last dollars, and I had about $3,000 to my name. I had about a month to go, and I said, okay, I'm going to have a talk with God. So I got on the dialed him up, and I said, okay, God, you know, if you really want me to do this, you have got to make it work. That was January 1st, and the next day, everything hit. He heard me.
Mm-hmm.
It was really miraculous. It was very clear I was supposed to be in this business. So I went from blundering and learning on my own and not knowing too much with a few little mentors along the way, thank God for them.
Absolutely. Which you did.
Yeah, that's true. And then I found my way and I became quite successful at it. And we're still doing it.
Still doing it. So for our listeners who don't know what a speaker's bureau is, explain the business model.
Yes, it's very different. There's about maybe 500 to 600 in the world. And you might call us booking agents, and some are exclusive and some are not. But what we do is find, we're driven by the client's need, and we find the right speaker or resource for their meeting or consulting or whatever it may be. So, and that could be, as you said, celebrities, sports figures, MCs, trainers, workshop leaders, speakers. So I know a lot of people.
That's right. And so, and again, anybody who wants to go out and visit, by the way, it's www.goldstars.com. And also, if you're on LinkedIn, you'll see Andrea's, of course, has got 500 plus, and who knows how many are in your network because of having done this type of work, and probably capitalize also on social media.
Yes.
So just tell me, in general, the speakers, the requests that you get from your clients' perspective that are having a big meeting or an event, is it that they're looking for someone to cover a particular topic, or just get me something interested who can entertain?
Okay. I have a certain way I educate people. If they don't know what they want, then anyone will do, and that's a disaster for them. So it's my job to be kind of a consultant and ask them the right questions.
Exactly.
So I'm not a wallflower when it comes to asking the right questions and saying, you're barking up the wrong tree here. What's the purpose of your meeting? Where do you want to go from here? And so they might say, well, my topic is I need somebody on marketing strategy or social media, mm-hmm. or I want somebody who's going to motivate the troops for sales. But sometimes they'll say, well, I'll know it when I see it. And I'll say, no. So there's a formula that I use with people, and it's very profound. And Charles Petty, a speaker, taught this to me years ago. And that is that every talk falls into motivation, education, entertainment. It could be one or a combination of those things. But I figured this out. It was like,
right.
Okay, it's got to be one or a few. So it could be 50-50, 50% education, 50% motivation. It could be 10% entertainment and 90% education. In other words, you have a workshop, but you have an entertaining workshop person instead of somebody who's going to make you gag because they're so boring.
Or they do the death by PowerPoint. Right?
The death by PowerPoint. Yeah, we get all versions of that. Yes.
Well, many times speakers that I've enjoyed the most, let's say when I'm in a role inside a corporation, is those that have been given the vantage point of coming and sniffing around on their own and finding out some of the inside scoop, the inside jokes, or really what's keeping the leaders up at night on a more serious standpoint, mm-hmm. so that they can weave that into their remarks so it's very relevant to the audience.
You're talking about the speakers now.
Yeah, the speakers. Mm-hmm. So even though you're a speaker quote from the outside, you got right. some inside skinny.
Yes.
And do you find that a lot of your speakers or your clients actually look for that?
We call that customizing or tailoring.
Right.
I look for speakers that will do that. Not everybody does, and not every client, or in other words, the group, requires that. But the more that a speaker can gear the message to that group, the better it will be, the more effective, and the more the people will connect. And that's another thing. I look for people that will connect. Somebody who's going to talk at the audience is not going to connect as well as somebody who interacts with the audience, maybe even pulls people up on the stage, or just kind of tells stories that are more authentic, human, that connect people to the message.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So for you to do a good placement of a speaker for a given event, is it you're really getting to know the client yourself in terms of you're visiting there or see how they behave in group settings, or do you have enough instinctual things you can pick up?
I'm a pretty virtual operation, although somebody once paid me to actually go on site and interview his dealers and really understand the organization. I love doing that, but that's time is money.
Right.
So we don't want to incur cost on the client. If they want that, I'm happy to do that. I'm actually very good at it because I'm so curious about people and operations, and I want full success for everybody. But most of it is done by email and phone. I even have clients that don't want to talk. They just do it all by email. So I ask all the probing questions I need to ask, and I make sure that we do our due diligence and we do a good job for them.
Sure. Of course, I would imagine, you know, the introduction of YouTube, of video feeds and the like has given you a great set of tools, so you can actually have test-driven a lot of your speakers or seen what material they have already captured before you would ever book them.
Yes. Well, technology has changed, and that's something we could talk about. Right now, we do everything digitally. And but we've always done something by either audio or video. We don't just put out people without screening them. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
So many times people ask me, so Zarab, where do you find all these interesting guests that you have coming on your radio show? And I jokingly say, you know, nobody's safe sitting next to me at an airport, on a plane, at a conference, whatever, because I'm constantly scanning the horizon for interesting people to include, just like you and I met in an engagement.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't safe at the conference.
You absolutely weren't, because you're a great member of the audience, because Andrea, you are so animated that I couldn't help but train my eyes on you amongst a sea of probably 250 people.
Well, you know, everybody listening should know that speakers really need support.
Oh, we sure do.
And they need feedback. So if you sit there with your arms crossed, you're not given very good feedback, even though you might be completely interested. So your face and your questions and your interaction really make a difference to a speaker and, frankly, to yourself. Make it more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea then of, are your speakers, do they search you out or do you search them out? You know, you get a client that says, we really want somebody to talk about topic X, but we'd like them to have some familiarity with the aluminum association industry.
Sure. I get all kinds of crazy requests, and I'm sure you know. We work in all different ways. We're driven by whatever their request is. We have speakers in our database, and we have like 8,000 to 10,000. It's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, we have a lot of speakers that are approaching us all the time, to the point where we actually have put some process in place, because we used to get just hundreds and hundreds of videotapes at the time, and now digital links that we can't possibly look at. So now we charge a small preview fee, and it gives us a dedicated chance to look at these people. And we make sure that there's somebody that might be useful to our clients before we spin our wheels and spend their money. So we're very ethical about that. But the word gets around. We work with a lot of speakers. We've been in business for 24 years now. So everybody's always recommending somebody to us. Actually, sometimes my clients become my speakers. The former president of a big staffing company in New York City became my speaker. And they're picking my brain. Somebody from a big agricultural company became my speaker. Doesn't mean I book them, but, you know, you want to help them as much as you can. So I coach them a bit because they gave me good business. And, you know, we're here to help each other. So I do offer coaching and consulting for speakers. I have so much to share, even though I'm not the speaker myself, per se. I do know the business.
Right. Well, in fact, I was going to ask you, is that indeed was the opportunity you had to write your book, is the business of speaking,
successful
speaking, and the proven secrets to become a million-dollar speaker. And this was was this something you mindfully stepped off to do with Gary Yamamoto? Or was this sort of, we collected all our notes and said, you know, we've got a book here.
No, we mindfully did it. What happened was everybody was calling me and saying, Andrea, can you give me some time and, you know, just tell me, you know, what should I charge, or how do I position myself, or what's big in the industry? Mm-hmm. You know, what are people
topics
booking?
What's
topic wise. Yeah. And I said, you know, I could give more in a book situation. I just don't have time. I'd have to charge them a consulting fee, and that would be substantial. Or, you know, maybe I could give them a lift here and write a book that's affordable and give him a place to start. So Gary and I, and I complained to Gary, and he was like, right on it. So the two of us collaborated on a book, and we got it out pretty fast. And it's really helped a lot of people. If you know anybody, or if you're listening and you want to be a speaker, you should look at this book. It's not the how to get up on a platform and wave your hands and look very intelligent. It's the how to do the business. If you don't know the business side of anything, then you're not going to succeed. You have to you do your due diligence and do your homework. So this gives you that, and it's a fast way to get started.
Yeah, that's right. The other nuance, though, of people who are good speakers and talented and have great material is, you know, do I sign up with the Speakers Bureau or do I continue to go on my own?
Oh, that's an easy answer.
Because, well, yes, you can say it from your standpoint, but the whole concern about exclusivity, that am I going to get locked into a partnership with someone that, you know, for whatever reason might not, you know, provide what we both mutually want. Mm-hmm. So maybe explain some of that side.
Okay. An exclusive speaker is managed by an exclusive agent. And everybody has to go to them, or they co-broker the business. In other words, it could be through someone else, perhaps. But it always comes back to that person or that organization. That may not be the way to go because there's no incentive for other bureaus to work with them because they're making half their normal commission.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same to the client. If you're a group listening and you want a speaker, don't worry. It doesn't affect you. But the thing is that you're once removed from a lot of people if you're represented by an exclusive bureau. So in a speaker, it's not the speaker's choice to be represented by a bureau. It's really the bureau's choice if they want to represent a speaker. And not every speaker is a good match for every bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's some very worthy speakers in our database, and we love them to pieces, but we can't book everybody. We just don't do that much business. You know, I mean, we do substantial business, but we can't book everybody we love.
That's
right. And that breaks my heart sometimes because I'd love to bring business to everybody.
In your area, the Gold Star Speakers Bureau, what are your areas of expertise?
Well,
is it topical related? Is it types of organization?
Well, industry, there's a few ways to go with that question.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it short, there's industry. We focus on certain industries, and then we also do all industries. Over time, there are certain industries. For example, we did a lot with beauty and trucking. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't even think of them as industries, but they're very much industries.
Sure.
And wonderful, wonderful people in all these industries. But the trucking industry went through a very tough time. And then we kind of fell into other industries. So we do a lot with, right now we do a lot with insurance, financial, there's some manufacturing tech. One of the very big social media companies we just booked somebody with. I just get such a kick out of working with all these companies. I feel a part of the company.
Sure.
And I feel like I'm making a difference for that company with the resources that we give them, as much as they'll let us help them.
So when you've got a speaker that has their own shtick, I'll call it, that you know, they are known as the Comedy Central and they like to do this one, that, and you're trying to find, is it a direct match to match that somebody's looking for that shtick, or are typically people that have that really programmed, very refined topic open to now crafting it or shaping it with the need of the client?
Well, you're asking really, how do you make the match?
I'm asking how to make the match, and then are there speakers that you need to help them kind of perhaps morph their material when they may not necessarily do that as well?
Well, if people approach us that are not very clear on how to morph their material,
yeah,
that's an offer of a consultation because, again, time is money.
Sure.
I mean, it's kind of like asking a doctor, would you give me a free consultation, please? So I've had to be kind of firm on that just because I have to protect my time.
Sure.
I'm not sure where you wanted to go with this question.
Well, I'm just saying that it's for interested people that might like to work with Gold Star Speakers Bureau. Is it, you know, am I going in there to get a list of speakers who automatically have their material crafted?
Yes.
Or is it something that they will co-create with my needs?
Okay.
Some of each.
Well, what happens is that the client approaches us expecting that we're working with people that are very clear experts in certain areas.
Sure.
So it doesn't mean that Gold Stars might not craft certain people in a certain focus area and have a grouping. That's something I'd like to do, actually.
Sure.
So, you know, because I have my own interesting areas that I'd like to help people with. So, but yeah, we can help. And we're driven by the client's need, and we work with different industries and different topic needs. We could go in all directions with it, or they could throw a name at us and say, you know, we want so-and-so. Somebody's, we're working on it's affordable housing in California.
Sure.
And they're hoping to get an actor. So we're waiting to hear back if this actor will accept. And that would be fun. So we, you know, we go into the Hollywood world too.
Sure, as well to manage that.
Yeah.
So what happens if you have a speaker that's a real dud?
If we have a dud?
Yeah.
They're banished from our database. Actually, there's a big no in the database. It is very rare that we've had a dud, but there's been a few where there's a disconnect, and sometimes I wonder, was it the group not communicating clearly what their expectation, or there was a disconnect somewhere along the line? Because we drill deep to make sure that we make a good match.
Good match.
But it happens. It's a human factor.
Sure. And also we mentioned at the onset that you do also face-to-face engagement, but also now in this world of virtual. So I suspect that we also have to be careful that some of your speakers, it doesn't necessarily mean if they're good face-to-face, it may not translate necessarily to the virtual
world. You are so right on about that. And that's something that speakers need to work on, is understanding technology. And really embracing it. There's some that absolutely refuse to do PowerPoint. So if they refuse to do PowerPoint, how could they ever do a webinar, which is so visual as well as audible? Mm-hmm. And you cannot depend on your platform skills.
Yep, that's right. But then you also have those that are the flip, that your clients don't want anyone to present slides, but they want them to be able to deliver a compelling message.
Yes, but that would probably be in person, not virtual. It would be very hard to connect as well.
Yeah, if it's only just the eyes coming across the screen.
Yeah,
as
it's really skills training that you do by webinar.
That's right. And then the opportunity to work cross-culturally.
Yes.
That you find that you are booking American and speakers for domestic engagements as well as international audiences.
That is correct. And I also book foreign speakers for American ones. And, and it could be Canadian, or it could be South America, or Europe, or India, or Asia.
And are we doing simultaneous translation then yet in the world that you're working
in? I always ask that question because that's important as to who I choose, because there are some speakers have so many, what's the phrase, where they're not using actual just words, they're using Americanisms.
And idioms.
Yeah, idioms.
Yeah, idioms, yes.
And those people, if they do too much of that with a foreign audience, can be disastrous. Although humor is always good.
That's right.
They're always afraid of that, but humor is great. Anyway, sometimes they do the simultaneous, but very rarely.
I remember when I was giving a speech once to a multicultural audience, I happened to be blessed with speaking a couple languages, and so I did them in the four languages I know, and then I had someone school me in how to say what I wanted to say, same thing in Japanese, and I said it in Japanese, which really wowed the audience, and then I took pause and I said, by the way, I suspect I just ordered pizza for 500 people. And it brought
that's
the
so
house
cute.
Down because, I wasn't quite sure, and I was only as good as the person that coached me on how something totally foreign on a different language. But
one thing I want to say about foreign audiences, do not tiptoe. I mean, watch your P's and Q's with protocol, but, be yourself. Have fun. Don't hold
back.
Which
is why they want you there, indeed. Well, Andrea Gold from Gold Star Speakers, it was a pleasure to have you. Our listeners who are interested, it's goldstars.com, and their slogan, of course, our word is gold. And also you can contact Andrea at 520-742-4384. And I highly commend her book, The Business of Successful Speaking, Proven Secrets to Become a $1 Million Speaker. Thanks a lot for your time and your energy, and also being part of this media venue as well.
Thank you. It's been a joy.
My pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.